first time I ever came to New York. I remember walking out on the Yankee Stadium and looking around and thinking, wow. When New York loved you, I mean, you were really loved. We did advertisements for anything and everything.
Vitalis, that's what else.
Charlie Connor became so famous, the Marlboro Man. He was the first Marlboro Man, our quarterback.
The one thought that you have about coming to New York are the big buildings. I played at South Carolina State. We might have had 12,000 fans. Opening Giants Stadium, we had 76,000 fans. I mean, it's more people than I'd ever seen in my life.
Welcome to Giants Stadium.
When I came down here 10 years ago, you know, I was sort of intimidated by the whole city and didn't know what to expect. And now I'm raising a family here, and, you know, puts things into perspective when you've been around this long playing for such a great organization. You're playing for something bigger than yourself. It's a really special thing.
You get used to being in the Northeast. Things are a little different. It is a more fast-paced life. You start to understand everybody there is trying to help win a championship. That's the mindset, that we're all working together as one.
Nothing prepares you for the love that you get from a city like this, of New York City. It's amazing.
That family attribute, that respect for one another, knowing that that emblem, that NY logo, and that jersey represents more than just what you do on the football field, but what you do off.
This organization helped me go from a small kid. And I got here when I was 21 years old. I was a kid, to being a better father, a better husband, a better person. I'm blessed to be a New Yorker now.